As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
A Sox series that not only had me completely wrong in that I thought they had a chance to sweep the Orioles, instead the Orioles swept them. Luis Robert went 0 for 10 in the series. 7 of your 10 at-bats are strikeouts.
Quite frankly, Lily, he's at the bottom of his baseball career.
It just hits me in a dark place where I'm just looking off into the abyss, sad.
I'm upset.
Louder!
I'm upset!
This is like the Detroit Lions thing, but different.
It's almost like they're cursed.
Dude, what? Shrapnel, why? What?
You catch up shrapnel.
If you're a good player in Detroit, you just retire early. That's what you do. You go away.
Why did Frank Ragnow decide? I mean, he gave a pretty 29. Compelling argument.
Yeah, couldn't he do this for free agency? Like, I love Frank, but come on, dude. Like, we should have Drew Dolman. Like, not you guys. We should have Drew Dolman.
Wow. Why are you entitled to Drew Dolman?
You are delusional.
Why are
right
you entitled
now?
To Drew Dolman?
This wasn't even about you. This was about Luis Roberts.
Yeah, you made it about you. Sorry.
She doesn't even go here.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He doesn't even go here.
I mean, he's like a study abroad. What is it when you transfer to another school for a little while? And yeah, that's what he's like.
I had a friend who was our French foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
And her name was Clotilde. And her favorite pun in the English language was, "You're funny. Funny looking," and then she would laugh.
Say like, droll. Say trade droll.
I was like, glad you like the idioms, Chloe. She's cool.
Usually foreigners struggle with the idioms, so.
Not her. She was on top of things. She still is. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. FYI, people, we have a Cubs ticket giveaway. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field on June 12th. It is all powered by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer are our producers. You can check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our video producers are Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And we start not by talking about the White Sox game last night. We will do that in this hour at 10:45. But with the Bears and the priority checklist, because when they are talking about building a foundation, and we know that this is minicamp time, what that means for the team. So what are your priorities for the Bears this minicamp? I know you and I both created lists, and here's my top three.
Okay, let's go through
it. And we'll explain why. And I want you to say your top three, and then we'll get into the details on each.
Okay.
Number one. build good practices and habits, like standard operating procedures, that type of thing. What's your routine? Like, I was just talking to Marshall before the show. Did I have all of my windows open? Twitch, the rundown, my email, etc.
They're all open, right? Because it's nice outside, so you can get that nice breeze coming on a sunny day.
But what is their best practice? That was something that they've reiterated. So that's number one for me. Number two is cadence. I didn't believe it was fixed last year. Didn't believe it for a second. So that is something that I think is important, especially when you talk about a new offense and a new quarterback center exchange. And then number three, what did you not learn that you want to learn from last season? So are you communicating that when you talk about being coached? How is that getting communicated? So those are my top three for mini camp and just the off-season work as they are still in the install process. What are yours?
All right, let's start with Caleb, because it's all about Caleb Williams at this point. You look around, you look up and down the roster, you look at what's going on in the practice field. Cadence falls under that category, by the way, when you talk about Caleb, his ability to command the huddle, his ability to command his offense at the line of scrimmage.
Cadence Williams?
Cadence Williams is a nice, hopefully that's what we're calling him. Or maybe hopefully we're not calling him that because cadence isn't an issue at all. And so we're not even thinking about it.
And I'm not saying that it necessarily was according to them last year, but it is a priority for me.
No, I think that's fair, especially given what we heard in retrospect in the always great rearview mirror, where the hindsight, as I last checked, it was indeed 2020. You want to correct everything that Caleb has going on and make sure he has command. And it's not just the cadence. It's not just breaking the huddle and command of the offense. I want his vision to be the same as Ben Johnson's vision. I don't know if we're going to get all the things I just listed in this mini camp, but progress is always nice. And getting to a level of consistency from Caleb when you're talking about hitting wide open guys in 7-on-7. I don't think that's asking too much. Last I checked, he's got an army of weapons. He's got Batman's utility belt. And he's like, pull out this, pull out that. He's got something for everybody, right?
If only he had Bart Simpson's utility belt where he puts the blinker on saying he's going to go left, and then it's like, nope, I'm going right.
Yeah, zing. That's we want something a little more definitive than that. We want to follow him to good. I'm not even saying great. Just follow him to being good. I want to be able to say at the end of training camp, at the end of the preseason, that Caleb Williams is a good NFL quarterback, a top half of the league, if not top 10 quarterback. Now, what I want from him at the end of the season is more than that, but I know these things take steps. Mandatory minicamp is a big step because you're out there with everybody else, and it's a great time to build that for Caleb Williams.
So what are your three? Like, what are the... If you had to denote them, if I'm making a list, if I'm taking notes.
So it's Caleb is number one. Number two is O-line cohesion. And number three is Tyreek Stevenson, because I'm just really, really curious about Tyreek Stevenson's role on this new team with a new defensive coordinator and a new head coach.
Let's kick it out to our producers. Do you guys have ones you would like to add to the list?
One of them for me is I'm really interested in, like, what is Roma Dunze going to look like in this offense with this Ben Johnson offense? Because I look at him and I look at DJ Moore and I see, like, what I saw in Detroit with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. What can Ben Johnson take or bring out of those two in this offense? That is something I'm super intrigued with.
I'm intrigued by how DeAndre Swift is going to be used, and can they maximize him for what he is this season, you know, this coming season? Because obviously last year they didn't get the most out of him. They didn't use him properly. So hopefully under Ben Johnson, they'll maximize his you know, what he's putting out there in terms of production.
Sure. I think those things are probably questions we're going to be asking all season, right? Like, those are not just mini camp questions. Those are things you're trying to figure out from here moving forward.
I think the beautiful part about this is because it's just mini camp. We haven't gotten even to a training camp yet, but there's just so many different ways you can look at this team and ask the questions. And there's so many unanswered questions right now. And what you're hoping is by the time we get through training camp, there will be less questions.
Yeah. I mean, that would be ideal. Or your questions are about other things because you've taken care of priorities A and B. So I'm going to start with the number one, which is building good practices and habits. I I think that is not something that gets taken care of through OTAs. I don't even think that's something that will entirely get addressed here.
Gotta have the pads on.
That's something that is developing, and you don't even probably have it set until somewhere in the middle of a season with a new head coach. But the point is, do you know what's bad when you see it? And from what we've heard, Chris Sima, I think, will help us get into this, and so will Mark Grody later in the week, because they've observed practice. Herb Howard talked to us about it as well. Is what all they are doing when it comes to the very beginning of the play and making sure it's stopped before they continue when they see something wrong. That to me is huge, because as I've said many times, how much of an NFL play succeeds and the percentage of that being pre-snap is crucial, especially when you consider how bad the Bears were on their opening drives of games. So even after Shane Waldron was let go. So when you take that into consideration, stop the play. Stop the play, blow the whistle. If you see something that isn't right, don't proceed until you get it right, because you have to practice the pre-snap aspect of it as much as anything else. So that's where the habits come in. And I think that's hard, because that's also a wholesale culture change from a lot of what these guys were used to previously.
I'm looking at the way that they were able to go through things last year, and you almost forget, because they were just so bad overall, what specific things were bad about the team. But what you're talking about is definitely at the top of the list, specifically the offense, and knowing, oh, Ben Johnson got hired, the offense will be better. Well, let's talk about why it was so bad and how he's going to make things better. What you just said, perfect examples of things that they have to get on and cracking with right now. Can't wait. Can't wait till training camp and preseason games. There's got to be certain basic things that are just far and away better than they were last year.
And that's something that we can check on, since we have people at Hallis Hall. We have eyes and ears. So that's something that we can definitely keep an eye on. Like, that's an assignment we can give Chris Emma, if he hasn't already given himself that assignment, I think he has.
1 o'clock, right?
Exactly. And then 1:25 is Russ Dorsey. We have other things to ask him about. Wink.
We're fully loaded today.
Yeah, Russ Dorsey might have duplicated the Saratoga morning routine.
Meat?
We're not going to put that on him.
Let him be the judge.
He's going to vehemently deny all these accusations.
We'll let him speak for himself.
Okay.
Number two being Cadence. Here we were, I think, appropriately reacting to Frank Ragnow's exit when it came to him leaving and saying he was going to retire at the age of 29 against the Lions. So for Frank Ragnow to exit, and then you know how much he's worth, we're going to get into that a little bit in five on it, but how crucial that center quarterback exchange is, I think the same can be said for how crucial it is for Caleb Williams to get the cadence right. That probably falls under building good practices, but how much do you work on that at this time at minicamp? That's something that we're, again, how much are you working on it, not only an off-season install, but then prior to training camp? What are you doing in that dead time in between once this ends and then once training camp begins?
I was going to say, I think that's something that he doesn't have to necessarily work on just at the organized team activities or the mini camp. That's something he can work on himself. He can either work on that with his backup quarterback, Case Keenum, and trying to walk through like what this is supposed to sound like, look like, all that stuff. But, you know, they're limited with how much time they can spend with actual coaches. But some things, you just got to get it together and do it yourself, much like the same way that we heard that was it Grady Jarrett who described how they were getting together as defensive linemen in Florida to try to work out together and build some cohesion. I mean, I think all those things are important. It's what, how can you maximize the offseason while still being in the offseason?
And then also, what do you want to learn that you didn't learn last year? What do you want to work on? What is a route you want to throw? What is a route you want to run offensively? What's a play you guys want to run? I can't tell you how many times I've appreciated when quarterbacks will say, oh yeah, we were watching film and we saw this play and we were thinking about doing X, Y, and Z. Or there are examples like Sean Payton seeing a trick play that the Bears had drawn up and then using it in the playoff game in 2020, like the next playoff game. Sometimes the trick play, you hope it works, but unfortunately it didn't. I believe that was the failed Javon Wims play. But the point is, it's a copycat league, as we know. Is there a play that you want to hope to run? Is there something else you want to hope to do that you didn't know? And this is where I'm reminded of what Case Keenum had to say. When he said, I was amazed that you could run the same play flipped, reversed, where you could run trips right or trips left, depending on what hash mark you were on. These are crucial pieces of information where I'm not saying the quarterback doesn't know how, and I'm not saying that the team doesn't know how, but if they didn't know that, be honest, say what you need. And I feel like we're getting a little bit of that based on, for example, the interview we had from Caitlin Sharkey with Roma Dunze and DJ Moore yesterday on WGN.
I like the fact that they are in a position where they understand, as we talk here on Raheemi and Harris, about our priority checklist for this week's mandatory minicamp. But these players understand that with a new coach, their eyes are going to be a little bit more open. The ears are going to be a little more perked up, because you understand, unlike when you have from 1 year to the next with the same coaching staff, where, okay, we're going to add this, No. This is about everything being brand new and understanding the basic stuff that this coach expects and the staff expects out of us. And with a guy like Ben Johnson on offense specifically, they have to be so excited to get some fresh stuff, because everything they ran last year seemed a little bit stale.
Yeah. I mean, to say the least, right? Like, it wasn't the fancy plays that they wanted to run. And listen, I do love a good typical end zone fade. Like, when you've got Keenan Allen, you're playing to your personnel there. It doesn't need to be fancy. Maybe the look before the snap is. But when you can run simple concepts well, as Ben Johnson talks about making the same things look different and different things look the same, I think that that is major when you consider all of this working together.
Keenan Allen, by the way, still looking for a new NFL team to continue his career with. Meanwhile, so you've got the SOP of it all, the cadence, and what did you not learn? I told you Caleb off the top. I explained that one. But the O-line cohesion is like the second thing for me, okay? We know whether it's DeAndre Swift and how he's going to be used, whether it's formations and how things are going to be scripted and schemed to get open. It all starts with making sure that your center, Drew Dahlman, your guards, Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, and then obviously Darnell Wright on one side, for now the right side, and then who's going to be on the left side? Will it be Ozzie Tripillo, and will he just hold on to that job? Will it be Braxton Jones after he comes back sometime during training camp?
Actually, we don't know. It's Zapillo. I can't. Do we have that? Can we play that for Marshall? Do we have that clip? Because Marshall wasn't here. He was, I think he was off that weekend when Chris Emma said it.
I know it was big though, right?
All right, Robbie's looking for it.
But anyway, getting he those. Has,
okay, listen in. This is good.
We now, Big Ant, get to go out to Hallis Hall, Bears headquarters. That's where the war room is, and that's where we find the scores. Chris Emma. Here, we literally had two different pronunciations given to us for Ozzie. Is it Tripillo or Tripillo?
I didn't want to correct you, buddy, but it's a pillow.
Okay. All right. Wait.
Wait, huh?
What?
Tripillo.
Oh, you said Zapillo. Jesus. Now we correct you. What?
Just radio magic.
The ant one is even more poignant, because the ant's like, wait, is he kidding or is he for real?
So learn your teammates' names. That's probably high on the list.
Yeah. But seriously, the cohesion there with these guys who haven't played together in this succinct way, I need to see that develop. I need it to happen quickly. Before training camp starts, the five guys need to be the five guys. I'm not saying that just because there's a five guys across the street. I'm just saying the five guys need to be the five guys, and they need to be comfortable with each other on down the line from one tackle to the other.
I'm looking at you with fear, because I don't necessarily know that that's going to happen.
Well, if it's four guys and then we're working on the fifth piece, that's fine.
The most important.
But what, the left tackle?
Yeah.
It's pretty important. But then also, Tyreek Stevenson, the reason I'm so interested in this is because we saw him lose share of playing time to Terrell Smith as the season went on last year. We know it all started with the failed Mary. He never really recovered from that. So let's see what a fresh start with a new coaching staff does, because Tyreek Stevenson, getting close to the end of his contract, we need to know what the future holds and how Dennis Allen views him and Terrell Smith and the like.
I want to know where you think Jaquan Brisker plays in all of this.
I think if Jaquan Brisker's healthy, he's playing until he gets hurt again. And they're hoping he doesn't, but the likelihood of him making it through another season without a concussion, it goes down every time you get a concussion.
Right, when you only play five games, and credit to the Bears for sitting him out the whole time.
That was the move.
I think that was important, but trying to figure out his health and his availability, even right now, I think is very important. And being honest, when you've got symptoms that might keep you out of something, don't let one loss beat you twice. Don't let one injury hurt you twice. We have more here to come on Raheem and Harris on The Score. There was major news when it came to not only an incredibly coveted part of real estate in the city, but the team who ended up snatching it up. The Chicago Fire have entered the chat, and they're going to privately fund a stadium. We're going to talk about the ramifications of it, what it means for other teams in town. All of that is next on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
You have been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
He's going to spend close to $700 million of his own money to build a relatively small 22,000-seat soccer-specific stadium on private dirt. You know, there's a lot of good to that story that we shouldn't just neglect and just gloss over, as we'll talk about the bigger implications. I think that's a really good part of the story, and it's a nice thing to be able to kind of lead with, if you don't mind.
That is Mark Gannis. He is our noted local stadium expert. He was on with Molly and Haw this morning. If you missed it, you should go back and listen. Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Check out Molly and Haw, their show page, and then you can look up the chapters. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And the reason Mark Gannis was speaking was because my goodness, the fire came out of nowhere to not only take advantage of the 78 property, the one that we have talked about potentially for the Bears and the White Sox, but it is privately funded. That is the biggest aspect of this for me. The fire are planning, and this is according to the Sun-Times, a $650 million soccer-only stadium for the 78 track, and it is reportedly privately funded. So that means no taxpayer dollars going to it other than the tax incremental funding, the TIF funds that were already set for that property, and that the 78 in the South Loop is going to be occupied by a team, not the White Sox, but the Chicago Fire. This is an incredibly savvy move. It also shows you, Marshall, how important this piece of land was to one of the teams, Chicago Fire, playing at Soldier Field. As we know, shout out to our friend Gabe Ramirez, who does a lot of work with the team. But to be able to not only get something developed there, which I think is very important because there's already a CTA corridor there that was developed. There is mass transit access there. And then do you guys remember when they built the White Sox built the mock field there so you could see what the vantage point was
it
like?
It looked like a T-ball field.
With the city, though, in the background? That's going to be what you're going to see now with the fire games. You're going to get that skyline aspect.
Listen, this has been kind of brewing for a minute. If you go back to last summer, right, Joe Mansueto was very direct when he talks about the fact that he didn't want to share a stadium with the Chicago Bears anymore because he was at the mercy of the Bears and also the Chicago Park District about what was going to happen. This quote from back in July when he talked to Crane's business, quote, "If we're going to build a stadium, we will privately finance. I'm not comfortable taking public money. Stadiums in general are not great investments. They are big, expensive, costly to maintain, and sit empty most of the time."
Damn.
So
that's somebody with taxpayer dollars in mind.
When he said that last summer in July, I was like, oh, this man's about his business. And he understands it because he's a guy who's not one of these, oh, my family had money and I'm just spending it on. He created a billion-dollar business from scratch. And when you do that, you appreciate a little bit more, not only money in general, but especially the public's money and investing in something, aka the Chicago Fire, so that you can make more money with that. Now, once he gets this stadium built, which is going to be hefty, as you said, $650 million of a privately financed stadium, how much more is his team going to be worth? A lot. It'll be worth something befitting of a team in Chicago.
We were also trying to figure out in all of this what this meant as far as the Apple TV deal for Major League Soccer and how that factored in. But with 30 teams and what is it, $2.5 billion? Was that what we figured out?
$2.5 billion over 10 years.
So $2.5 billion over 10 years.
No local television rights.
Among 30 teams, that wasn't enough to necessarily move the needle on this. I think this is more incentive of somebody, and in this case it's Joe Mansueto, taking advantage of those tax incremental funds, the infrastructure that was already there, and then also wanting something there. Here's the other part of this is, according to the Sun-Times, a soccer stadium is already permitted for use at the 78. At Lincoln Yards, it would have required an amendment to the parcel's plan development documents, but in this case, the 78 was already set up for this. And when you look at the picture that Brian Ernst took, for example, of just the massive amount of land and how that would change to have a soccer stadium there or a ballpark potentially or anything. I was good with it. I just didn't necessarily want us to pay for it for reasons I've stated previously. But this is bullish. And when you consider also how they've added to their roster over the years, you know, guys like Hugo Kuypers and Kellen Acosta, this is adding to the overall value of the team. Like, he's taking all of this seriously.
Hugo Kuypers with another couple of goals in their last win over the weekend against Orlando City. Listen, there's 34 MLS regular season games a year. That's 17 at home, 17 on the road. If I told you to guess the White Sox average attendance at the rate this year, more games, I get that, versus the Fire average attendance, what would you say those two numbers were just off the top of your head? What would you guess?
Oh, gosh. For the average attendance for the White Sox, knowing that
they're not good.
They've had bigger crowds, you know, and given like, for example, the popularity of who's playing in the MLS right now, like how many tickets are selling for the Messi game and things like that.
That was 62,000.
Yeah. They might be outdrawing, but it's different because they don't have as many dates.
As you know, I said,
the Fire are playing like two home games a month sometimes. You know, it's okay. A totally different concept.
Okay, well, but the numbers still should be a little bit eye-opening. White Sox so far this season, 16,169 per game over on the south side. Meanwhile, Major League Soccer, Chicago Fire, how about 26,226? That's not small in terms of the gap. Also, you build a soccer-specific stadium where everything is now tailored to you. You're going to be able to, I'm confident they'll be able to fill that place up.
708 talks about the stadium in Bridgeview. Aren't the Red Stars still playing there?
I believe so.
Yeah, the Red Stars are still playing there, so it's not empty. 847 wants to know if the Red Stars would play in this new stadium, too. We're going to find out. I know that the Red Stars wanted...
You tell them the Red Stars won't, but the Stars might.
Yeah, well, the Stars wanted money for... They wanted to be in on the public money for stadiums because they... Also said that they want to be part of that group that deserves money for the stadium.
But this changes the equation, right?
If it was up for grabs, this does absolutely change the equation. And it just lets you know who's really serious and who has the capital. Like, that's a big part of this to me is everybody got outbid.
If you're the 78 right now, or people living in the South Loop, like myself, who I live like three blocks from where they're going to build this thing, this is great. It's going to revitalize. And I'm not even saying that the neighborhood needs to be revitalized. It's just going to add more to the neighborhood is what I'm saying. So
yeah, the South Loop is busy.
South Loop is busy, but it's not as busy as other parts of the city, which is kind of why I like the South Loop. But at the same time, I'm ready for something like this. I was hoping it would be the White Sox ballpark, but I'll be checking out the Fire now that I can walk to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Stadium's supposed to be ready for 2028 if everything goes as planned.
Well, what do you know? Shovels in the ground and cranes in the sky. What do you know?
One of the segment is coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. That is the plot twist that you did not see coming. The Chicago Fire building a privately funded stadium in the city limits at a desired plot of land before we know when the Bears break ground on theirs.
I disagree with that because I saw it coming, first of all, because of what he said last year, Mansueto, but also with the way the Bears have been kind of leveraging, dragging their feet, however you want to describe the process that has taken place to get their stadium built. Mansueto sounded like he was about that life last summer.
A lot of people talk, though, and the Bears actually bought their land. No, I definitely thought the Bears would have done something construction-wise by now.
I was like, show me something. And what I saw was back and forth between whether it's the Michael Reese site, whether it's Soldier Field currently, whether it's out in Arlington Heights. Meanwhile, Mansueto targeted, because remember the original talk was, could the Sox and the Fire possibly share the 78? And it doesn't sound like that's going to be a thing now.
No, it does not. No, it's a soccer-only stadium. So yeah, no,
I'm saying the site where you'd have two stadium, like a ballpark and a stadium. On the 78.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see more of those, though, moving forward in the future because of construction costs being what they are.
Like you're saying a split building that multi...
If other teams build new things, is that back into the discussion because of costs of these projects now?
I go back to what happened...
And the draw on public finances.
Well, that part. But I go back to what happened in L.A. where there are essentially three teams trying to move to L.A. and the NFL is like, only two of you are getting in. And then the shift to who was actually going to be the landlord and who was going to be renting from the other NFL owner. And then obviously Vegas became Vegas because of that, because the Raiders couldn't get to L.A.
Well, I mean, that's essentially also what happened with the NFL. They built SoFi. Like, the NFL knew that SoFi was going to be built, and it was just a matter of who the tenants were going to be.
It's crazy, right?
And that was no public funding. Zero public money went into SoFi.
Duck Goose. Like, somebody's got to be the duck in that one, I guess the Raiders were. Although the Raiders are doing fine. They're in a smaller media market, but it's Vegas, so they'll be okay.
They play in a stadium that looks like a giant hockey puck.
Don't they call it, like, the Death Star, too? I want to say.
That's what they call it in Dallas.
They call the
They call Jerry World the Death Star? I just thought it was Jerry World. I didn't know.
They definitely call it the Death Star in Dallas.
I thought the Vegas Stadium was also called the Death Star.
But it can be, but as somebody who lived in Dallas, I can assure you that it was called the Death Star by people there.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Allegiant Stadium's definitely the official nickname, because it's like it comes up on Google. What is the Death Star in Las Vegas? Allegiant Stadium.
In Las Vegas? Yeah, the Death Star in Las Vegas is probably Allegiant. Does every city have a Death Star? If so, what is ours?
We don't have a building that big with a roof on it. So
Soldier Field, where points go to die?
It can't be the Death Star because it doesn't have a roof on it.
It destroys things.
Topgolf.
Topgolf Naperville cannot be the Death Star.
No, because Topgolf also doesn't have a roof on it. I think you need it. The Death Star is a completely
That's
encapsulated
where laws
building.
Go to live.
That's true.
That's just... I'm wondering how big... Did it say anywhere... I didn't see anything about how big the place is going to be to the fire building. How many it will seat? Because I was looking for that. I hadn't seen that either.
So I know it's 62 acres, the site, and... I know the fire's lease is due to expire this year at Soldier Field, so that's a big piece of this.
22,000 seat stadium, according to Fran Spielman.
Oh, yeah, that place will be sold out. That place will be sold out and rocking, as it should be. There'll be concerts there. There'll be... really, you know who's this is fighting for stuff with, as far as events, is the United Center.
Yeah, but the United Center seats more.
How many does the United Center seat for concerts?
It depends on the concert.
I feel like it's in the same ballpark. The low
23,500.
Yeah, low 20s. Yeah. So it's a matter of, do you want to be outside or inside? I guess in Chicago, you can only do so many things with an outside space.
I do like the intimate crowd, though, for soccer, because soccer events are so passionate. The fans get so into it. To have that amount, that's a perfect amount.
Well, and you know, that's been a criticism of Northwestern. Is that the new football field they want to build is less capacity than Ryan Field? But I'm fine with it.
Yeah, because how often does Ryan Field get filled up anyway?
There you go. Also, 630, you're going to have to consult Dustin in the morning show about whether or not something's going to be built on Lake Michigan stadium-wise.
These nicknames they're talking about, by the way, Soldier Field is War of the Worlds. That's 773. And then Soldier Field equals QB Abductor... Mothership spaceship.
Oh, no. They do call it the spaceship, but I just keep thinking about that 6-3 game against the Seahawks if we're talking Death Stars.
Let's not talk about that game. My goodness, that was... I told you my dad and I watched that game together, and my dad was like, this is what Bears football is?
No, I think we have to wear that one. Uh-huh. As a society, we have to wear it together. We got through it.
We did.
We battled.
You know who didn't get through it? The White Sox.
Oh, my. Not just that, but Javi Baez coming back, seeing who he is right now, that's worth taking a look and listen when it comes to where Javi is and the success of not just the Tigers, but he himself playing a familiar position last night. So we'll examine that all next on Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Gary, one more time. Gary Carpenter's got two. He has three.
Robert gave it everything here. Watch Robert. He almost went into somebody's popcorn to try and rescue this thing.
Oh, Jason Benetti. We miss you. Always nice to hear Jason Benetti. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the White Sox, they played the Tigers last night. That was a game that happened.
Is that the best thing you can say about the White Sox performance last night?
It was a game that was played. Everybody showed up. Most of the people, I'm sure, were at work on time. 13-1, the final score. 13-1 against the team that right now has the best record in baseball.
They are definitely playing like the best record in baseball. And like the 13-1 game, the 16 hits to 5 hits, it was very representative of where those two teams are in the same division. You know, the White Sox, I think they have two division wins, right? And they're both against the Twins, and they're 0-4 against everyone else. I think they're 0-11 against everyone
else. Let's check the John Greenberg numbers on that, because that was atrocious, too. Not John, just the details behind it.
But before we go in, let me just say there were some positives. Chase Meidroth, back at the top of the lineup, 2-for-3 day. Miguel Vargas, 1-for-2. Like
those are you getting out your black and white Sox pom-poms right now? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm saying this is about development of the younger players. Chase Meidroff being a leadoff guy going 2-for-3 with a walk, I'll take that. Jonathan Cannon, I don't know if I'm taking that.
Cannon?
Yeah, he's
now 2-7. We're trying to figure out if he's hurt, right? That's the issue. So John Greenberg points out this. After last night's 13-1 loss to Detroit, the White Sox are 2-15 against AL Central teams. 2-15, 2-4 against the Twins, and 0-11 against the other three.
Tigers have 40. Baseball's first team to 40 wins.
The White Sox have been outscored 84-38 in those 17 divisional games, and 23-1 in the last two. Let's remind you that last year, the AL Central was also the first team to have, or the division to have, multiple 70-win teams. So, a lot of those coming, unfortunately, against the White Sox, but the big piece of this wasn't even necessarily the Sox playing the Tigers. You knew what the outcome was likely going to be. It was the return of Javi Baez, who's playing the best baseball of his career since probably the 2018 season when he was an MVP candidate facing off against Christian Yelich. Like, this has been an absolute revitalization of Javi's career. And he spoke to the media. It was a big deal yesterday, pregame. So let's listen to just him talking about how it feels to be playing well in Chicago.
Feels great. You know, still got to put the numbers out there. But feels great. It feels great to be here. My family's here. especially my kids, that one of them was born here, and then we went to the hospital. He was really excited. He was really excited today walking around the city, and it's been really fun.
Just nice to hear Javi happy.
Pretty easy to be happy when you're on a team that's got the best record in baseball, and you've won 6 of 7, and the manager lets you play center field when you need to, and you could still play shortstop, second base, wherever.
Well, and he was playing short last night and looking like the Javi of old there, deep in the hole. The throws were not an issue for him. We saw him make a couple of nice defensive plays. They're probably better than that, but since it's Javi, I held him to a higher standard, you know, when it comes to what Javi can do on a baseball field. So either way, also, he wasn't really booed yesterday. And, you know, that was a bit by the Sox fans for a minute. But I think the ones who attend the games know that they appreciate somebody going through it and trying to play better and earning that. So that doesn't even necessarily surprise me either in all of this.
I like the super utility role he's kind of been assigned here, where second, short, third, and also center field. I mean, that sounds like a fun day at the ballpark for a little leaguer. If we're being honest, all he needs to do is pitch.
The fact that the Sox the Tigers are so good that they can, again, take these risks and be able to move somebody like Javi, who was batting ninth last night, all over the diamond, says a lot about their success. I will also point this out just because it was pretty much the biggest news of the game. Kerry Carpenter, of course, with 3 home runs.
Which, I thought he was going to hit a fourth, by the way.
Which, sadly, matches Luis Robert's season total.
For home runs at guaranteed rate. He matched
Yeah, thanks to James Fegan, our guy, for that nugget.
That's a very James Fegan stat. It's got an element of malaise. Yeah.
Even the Pope can't stop the Tigers.
What? Okay, see? This is how it happens.
People forget Jesus was a carpenter, but his real name was Carrie.
Oh my goodness. This is why.
No,
Robbie,
everybody, we got to lay out. You deserve your silence right now.
Just crickets. Crickets for that man. Listen, the Tigers are having a good run.
Just because Frank Ragnow retired doesn't mean you get to derail the show with your chaos.
I'm sorry.
The Tigers are 40-21 and you can't even appreciate it?
Kerry Carpenter had 3 home runs. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel bad for the White Sox. You know, it's all right.
After the game, Carpenter did tell reporters that he was trying to go for that fourth, by the way.
Yeah, he just got under it. It was just to center field. He just got, I was like,
wouldn't you?
Of course.
I'm not cheering on it to happen. Like, I'm not watching it and saying, boy, I really hope this occurs. That would be awesome. No, I observe the White Sox,
especially,
you know?
Because the game's in the balance. That's one thing. The game was not in the balance. So it's like, go out there and try to hit one out.
Well, that's the baseball equivalent of the heat check right there. Let me go for this number 4.
I would also, if I could, and I were in the NBA, I would also be shooting some ill-advised heat check shots. And I get benched. I fully wear that. I would try it. I'd probably yell Kobe while doing it. Kobe! And then it would just hit the top of the backboard or something terrible, and the crowd would cringe.
In that same situation in baseball, whose name are you yelling there as you swing?
Griffey!
Griffey?
David Eckstein.
I like that. David Eckstein, not known Javi! For his power. What the Tigers, what's impressive about them, though, in this whole thing is their payroll is at $142 million. And that's only 18th in baseball.
Yeah,
and they've got a winner.
Because they developed starting pitching and smartly didn't trade Tarik Skubal, which was something that we talked about the possibility of them doing last year. They actually held on to the guy who won the AL Cy Young.
Cubs are going to see that guy on Friday.
Yeah, he was scheduled to pitch on Thursday, but they were like, it's the White Sox. Let's see what you can do against.
Yeah, it's a bullpen day today for the Tigers, am I to understand?
Doesn't matter. They're going to win anyways.
Tarik Skubal's pitching Friday against the Cubs, and I'm like, I love that for the Cubs. Like, let's see what you're made of. No. Why are you looking at me like that?
That game is at home, and Detroit is a cavern. Detroit is a massive ballpark.
Okay.
The only person who's going to enjoy that is PCA because he gets to run around everywhere and burn off energy.
Fun fact, they actually took the outfield. Like, the center field was 420. They moved it in a little bit. So it's not as bad, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You can still hit a triple pretty easily there.
I'm old enough to remember Tiger Stadium in 440 to straightaway center.
At this time, the pitching matchup is listed as Shane Smith versus TBD. So looks like a bullpen.
TBD has
game.
A good slider, okay? Don't
How
worry
confident
about TBD.
Are you when you decide to roll out TBD against right? the team after beating them 13-1? I mean, and you've got 40 wins on the season.
The Cubs have a TBD on their probable starters right now.
It's not for the same reason. It's not because you can.
I don't know if the non-opener strategy has yet been approved for the young man Ben Brown.
Man, congratulations to Javi Baez. I hope you're loving your life right now. You deserve it. After everything that guy's been through, he just wants to have fun playing baseball. Don't we all just want to have fun playing baseball?
Yeah. I have fun playing baseball and talking about baseball with baseball players. How about that?
Yeah. In fact, let's talk to a guy who probably has also had some fun playing baseball recently. Ian Happ joins us next for his weekly visit on Raheemy and Harris on the Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.